Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kirby.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Okay, today is our 8th episode.
Woo-hoo.
And we want to thank everybody for listening to our Daniel Martin episode. In case you missed it, we got press people.
It was a huge moment for Kirby and me.
Also, I like got on my Instagram story and I said the press covered us and literally have not felt more idiotic in my life.
I didn't find that weird at all.
I was like, the press covered us.
The press as a whole, yes, they did cover us.
I'm acting like I'm not a part of it. Like, what kind of dumbassery
is this? We want to thank the press for covering us.
We want to thank everybody because we pitched people. We told our friends we had Daniel on and we gave them some quotes to look at. And then it kind of just snowballed from there.
Thank you to all the publicists who taught us how to write a pitch email, too.
The right way.
The right
Seriously.
Way.
And very proud.
Thank you to Daniel, of course, again, for coming on the pod.
I mean, how many amazing tips did he give?
Just so many. Countless.
A plethora.
Yeah.
A plethora.
I can't wait to have more
Same.
Guests on.
Who do y'all want on?
Let
Tell us.
Know.
DM us.
Find us on Instagram. Find us on Facebook.
Subscribe.
Like.
Comment. Review.
I was like, what's next? Okay.
So. Okay.
Should we talk about what's on our face?
Yep. It's what's on your face time.
Woo. All right, Kirby. What is on your face?
Okay. Well, you can see my face. I don't have on that much makeup. I had a bunch of meetings this morning and was running behind. I have on a Guerlain Meteorites Baby Glow Light Revealing BB Cream, essentially. It's like a tinted moisturizer. I love this stuff.
Glowy AF.
Super glowy. Right now, I'm not very tan, so I had limited options when it came to my foundation. And I just wanted something to even out my skin tone a little bit, give me a nice glow, but didn't look like I had a ton on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I really love this product. I've been using it for years. It's an OG staple. I really like Guerlain. I don't use a ton of their products, but the products that I do use, I'm very, very invested in.
Yeah.
So big fan. Also, they have really awesome packaging for some of their products, like their lipsticks sometimes come in this like really awesome case, which feels kind of supernatural, like next level futuristic vibes.
Awesome.
So I'm just a big fan of Guerlain. I think that they make beautiful products that work really well.
Yeah, and you look great.
Ah, thanks, boo. Okay, what's on your body?
Yes, okay. So I'm breaking the rules a little bit because I want to talk about this brand called Color Street Nail Stickers. Have you tried them
before?
No. Okay, so I was in a bit of a pickle because I was going on a press trip to Vancouver last week and I did not have time to get my nails done. And I cannot paint my nails at home for the life of me by myself. I don't know if it's because I'm really impatient or I'm just like, I just was not born with the gift of being able to paint between the lines of my nail beds. So I quickly just grabbed some of the stickers that they sent, did it on the plane.
Great.
They're basically nail polish stickers. So it's nail polish. It smells like nail polish when you open it up. It's pretty big when you put it on, but then you're meant to just file off what you don't need. So then it stretches, covers your nail bed, file off what you don't need. And then this has been like, almost a week now.
I mean, they look so good.
Yeah, and they like don't really chip. And it was literally the easiest thing.
And you don't put anything on top.
Don't put anything on top. It took me maybe 15 minutes to do both my hands. And that was the first time I've done it. So I'm sure with some practice, it'll take like less than 10.
Love.
But it was also really fun to do. And they make a lot of really cool patterns and colors. I'm wearing one that's kind of a sparkly silver glitter. And yeah, I could not recommend it more. And I know that this is not some new invention and people have probably tried this before, but it was new for me. So I could not shut up about it.
I dig it.
Yeah.
On our Instagram, I actually put up a poll, you know, do you still buy nail polish? And I found it really interesting because I was like, I wonder if people actually, because we get sent nail polish all the time to know what new shades are out there. And
what was the verdict?
Okay. So I pulled up the IG, the final verdict. Do you still buy nail polish? Yes, 48%.
Oh.
Not in years, 52%.
Wow.
So I'm actually really curious about this. I cannot tell you the last time I painted my own nails or toes. Actually, yes, I can. It was when I was working at Pop. Working at Pop Sugar, and we did a lot of nail art videos.
Yeah.
So I would always have like an acrylic or something on to lengthen my nails, but then I would paint over it and create a look. This was probably 5 or 6 years ago. But then it was kind of like nail art kind of died out for a while. At one point, nail art was like the only thing, and then it was nothing at all. I think it's kind of it's definitely back.
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's totally coming back, and I think that people are way more interested in doing their own nails at home and being more creative and are not afraid to sort of DIY it.
Yeah.
So I think that, and you know, with brands like Color Street that are coming out with stuff that are just making it easier for you to do your own nails at home. Obviously, Sarah Gibson Tuttle at Olive & June, she makes the Poppy, which actually does help when I attempt to paint my own nails at home.
Yeah.
But also her little stickers, like the nail art stickers.
So cute.
Yeah. So I think that, with all the new innovations that are coming out, people are definitely more inclined to paint their nails at home. However, I just love getting my nails done at the salon.
Same. I go mostly for the massage and stuff like that and like the callus remover and all that stuff. But I mean, I just like the experience.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Small luxury.
Some people tell me that they do not like getting manicures because they feel like helpless, like they cannot use their phone.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's probably a sign that you should probably.
You have an addiction.
Yeah.
Time to calm down. I freaking love it. I love going. I go to a place primarily in Beverly Hills called TNL Nail Lounge. Mm-hmm. They're one of the only places in LA that does dip the right way. And I say the right way because a lot of people commented when I was asking, okay, do you guys do dip, acrylic, regular polish, gel? And a lot of people were like, I love gel because it's long lasting. I wish I loved dip, but it always is too thick.
Mm.
If you get dip and it's too thick, the person doing they're doing it wrong. It needs to be two dips into the powder, and then they need to spend a lot of time filing it down and making it smooth and making it thin. The first time I got dip, I hated it. I was like, who the hell would want this?
It's like a bubble nail.
Yeah, like looks like a mound on my nail. Nobody wants that.
Right.
But then I started going to TNL. They spend, I mean, I'm there for 2 hours.
Right.
And there's someone's doing my toes and my hands at the same time.
But you don't have to go, you go like every 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I can push it to a month if I need to. Yeah. which is great. So big fan. Also love Queenie.
I love our girl Queenie. Yeah. Shout out to Queenie.
Literally the best personality in nails.
Just so, yeah, if you're not following her on Instagram, you should follow her some great inspo. Okay, so what is happening in the news?
All right, let's talk about celebrity beauty. Selena Gomez filed for trademark for her own beauty line.
We need to have a sound effect for every time a celebrity or influencer creates their own makeup or beauty brand.
It says, according to Harper's Bazaar, Gomez filed paperwork with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to create a line of, quote unquote, Selena Gomez beauty products. And it includes, and this is typical for any type of trademark that you're going to file, but it says fragrances, cosmetics, skincare preparations, hair care preparations, soaps, moisturizers, essential oils. Like Kendall Jenner, I think, did the same thing recently. Hailey Bieber did the same thing recently. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of standard. I really hope that she doesn't call it Selena Gomez Beauty. And I'm not saying that because I don't think she has a great name, but I need her to have a little bit more street cred with it. Like I would love it if she would just take a left turn and name it something not even remotely close to what her actual name is.
Absolutely.
But still was cool. But I also kind of like thinking of it like Gomez. Like, oh, I'm wearing Gomez. I'm like,
ooh.
Like,
I like that.
I kind of like, I mean, it reminds me of Gomez from Adam's Family. But like, I'm also a weirdo.
What I'm curious about is what her target demo is, because she has such a large fan base.
Totally.
That spans so many ages.
I wonder if she's going to cater to people. I can't remember how old she is now. 26, 25?
Something like that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm like, is she going for like her group of friends, or is she going for like the people that are younger than her, that are her fans? The thing that kind of confuses me about this is like, why? Why? Obviously money, number one. Like I'm hearing the dollar signs right now, but why? Selena has never talked about wearing makeup or like that she enjoys makeup or even skincare.
She's also just so naturally beautiful.
Yeah. So it kind of makes it hard for me. Like, I think she's going to have to spend a long time developing this brand story. Like this year, she's going to have to kick up the Instagram.
Do we need to see a lip tutorial? Right. Or do we think it's going to be really skincare focused and it's about self-care and, you know, maybe focusing on that angle?
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
Because that kind of relates to like what people have seen about her public life
exactly.
in the press. But I think if it's not, then she really is going to have to go hard to try to convince people, okay, she's an actual expert at
this. She's excited about makeup.
She loves beauty. She's been a beauty addict for however long. You know what I mean? So I'm interested to see how that goes.
Totally.
Definitely would love to chat with her about it.
Yeah.
So,
Selena,
SG,
if you're available.
Girl, what was her band name? Selena Gomez and the what?
Oh, gosh. I should know from my Tiger Beat years, but I don't
know. Yes, you should. You should. I'm so disappointed.
I know that she was on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Selena Gomez and the what? This is going to kill me now. People are probably screaming.
Yeah. Yeah, they're screaming it.
It's this. Okay, so speaking of celebrity beauty lines.
Young, influential people.
Totally. Okay, so I was really psyched to hear about this. This is one celebrity beauty launch that I'm like, this makes so much sense. So Millie Bobby Brown is launching a vegan beauty line, which she's 15, 14?
Yeah, she's super young.
She's a little
young
baby angel. At 15 years old. So I'm reading The Hollywood Reporter right now. It's at 15 years old, Stranger Things actress Millie Bobby Brown. She stars in Netflix, obvi. And now she's taking matters into her own hands with Florence by Mills. I think this
is so cute. Making a left turn or a right turn, whatever turn you said. And naming it something that doesn't have to do with your name.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's just cute. I think it's so cute.
It's fun. It's young.
And she's Gen Z, so it's a Gen Z-focused beauty company. It is PETA certified. It's cruelty-free and vegan. And it says that it includes products like a face mist, a face wash, a concealer, a light skin tint, a moisturizer, a face scrub, and then like an eye gel. And then an eye balm. So I think that's interesting. I think that it's interesting that she's putting eye products like that into this line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more focused on like brightening and helping with like puffiness or feeling tired. It's not necessarily anti-aging.
No.
I can't assume.
I wish I could have my skin at 15.
Amen. Amen.
I don't think I did anything to my skin at 15.
Totally.
Just and I washed it maybe.
Oh, well, I was the little psycho, right. So you don't need to know about that. But like, you know, I was doing way more than that. But I like that it has like, this just feels really on brand and it feels really authentic to her as a 15-year-old. 15-year-olds love face mists. They're really popular right now. They're a product that you can use and like feel like you're actually doing something for your skin. And then there's like a little regimen here and then a couple of, you know, color products that will help conceal breakouts or whatever you're going through at 15. I don't know. I just think it's, I'm standing Millie Bobby Brown. She's literally like my child.
I was watching all the promo vids on her Instagram or the brand's Instagram and they were super, super cute. She's adorable.
Yeah. She's
adorable. I think she's got, I mean, obviously a huge fan base. So I think that they will probably be purchasing her products.
I think some people were like, why?
So I will tell you, when we were chatting about this at Bustle with our team, we were saying how, you know, Millie Bobby Brown is such a fashion icon, she's a great stylist and her looks are always so incredible. And you don't really, I mean, she definitely has amazing beauty looks, but it's more focused, I think, on her fashion. So we thought it was interesting that she decided to go in the beauty route, but then also not because beauty is where the money is.
Totally. And I know her makeup artist that she works with a lot, Kelsey Dinahan, is she's like, Kelsey also works with Reese Witherspoon and stuff like that. She works with A-list clients on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So I think she always she lets Millie have fun with makeup.
Yeah.
Like if I was 15 or 14 when I started getting into this, you know, Hollywood lifestyle.
Yes.
I can imagine going to a makeup artist and being like, I saw this picture of this girl that I love. And then, you know, you're like, okay, how do I par this down for a 15-year-old?
Totally.
So I think that a lot of people like to say Millie Bobby Brown has grown up too quickly. Like the stuff that like the clothes that she wears sometimes and stuff like that. I'm like, let her live. I mean, I was trying to be 25 when I was 15. Like I was wearing stuff that, I mean, definitely didn't make me look 25, but like.
She also has a really mature personality.
I agree.
Let the girl live, you know?
Leave her alone. I think she's legitimately just so cute and has a fun little personality.
Yeah.
And she's
like
a
UN ambassador.
Yeah, she's going to grow up. I mean, she was dating this kid, Jacob Sartorius or whatever his name was. And like, I was like, oh my God, this kid is such a little teeny bopper. But like, that's who she should be liking right now.
Right. Yeah.
Thank God she's not liking a guy like 10 years her
100%.
Senior. 100%. Amen. Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
Millie, we love you.
We can't wait to try the product.
I feel like I'm like your mother or aunt or something, but like, please come on the pod.
Mother, come on.
I would.
Older sister, maybe.
Okay, like cool aunt.
Cool aunt.
Cool,
okay.
Very young aunt. Okay,
we'll take
great.
That. Very young. Emphasis.
Okay, Lord,
so
Jesus.
Segueing into another one of our favorite celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
By now, I'm sure everyone has seen Chrissy Teigen was on her Instagram and she was getting Botox in her armpits to stop them from sweating through her silk dress.
Yeah, girl. All about that life.
We both love.
Have you ever gotten it?
No, but here's the thing is, so my friend Tammy Gadarzi, shout out, works with Dr. Jason Diamond, who did Chrissy Teigen's armpits.
Oh, wait, I met her.
Yes, you met her at the Patrick Ta party.
Yeah.
So I texted Tammy and I was like, I need to do this to my pits. And she was like, great, come in. So I'm going to go in like a couple weeks and try it out.
Oh my God, can we go together?
Absolutely. Because as, I don't know if the Glamgelinos know, but I am very sweaty. I'm very sweaty.
Are you? I don't know that.
Oh my God, I am so sweaty. It's like something that I'm very self-conscious about.
Really?
Yeah, ask Matt. He's not here, but I'm.
No idea.
Yeah. I'm like constantly just so sweaty and then very self-conscious about the pits. So, but I don't sweat profusely enough where I've thought about getting Botox in my armpits, but anything Chrissy will do, like, I'm obviously like up for it.
I love when Chrissy told us at that Becca event that she like got her armpit fat liposuction or whatever it was. I was like, now I want my armpit fat liposuction.
Yeah.
Because that's why we love Chrissy Teigen.
She's so real.
Because she is so real. And I know that sounds so cliche to say, but she really is. Like literally, we were at this event promoting, like she was promoting her Chrissy Becca palette, which mm-hmm. I still have to this day, and it's one of the best palettes out there. Bring it back.
Yeah.
Is it gone? It's probably gone. It was like limited edition, right?
Also because we just talked about expiration dates.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I mean, I think I'm still good for like 5 more months.
Yeah.
I'm never throwing it away.
Yeah,
though. No. But she was like I think she was probably drinking at the time. And
with Pepper Ty in the background.
She had Pepper Ty
calling
there.
Her mom out on getting plastic surgery on her face.
Yes. Jen Atkin was there. Mary Phillips was there like doing her makeup. And literally she goes... Our friend Lexi asked, have you ever done any like crazy beauty treatments? And she goes, oh, yeah, I had my armpit fat liposuctioned. You know that area that looks like a vagina where your armpit meets your arm? And I was like, bitch, yes.
Yeah. And then she like, remember she pointed at her face?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And just in general, like all around her body.
Yep.
And
she was like this and this. Yeah. And I was like, girl.
Yeah.
What like whatever you're putting down, I'm picking up. So
I don't know if Chrissy Teigen technically suffers from hyperhidrosis, which is, for those of you who don't know, that's when you have abnormal excessive sweating that is not necessarily related to heat or exercise, and in this case, her pits. But I think that she just, you know, doesn't want to sweat through her clothes.
Totally.
And why not? Why
not? And fun fact. That will make everybody happy, especially our friends at Allergan. This is an on-label treatment.
Yes.
Which we should have a whole discussion about what's on-label for Botox and what's not. But Botox Cosmetic is one of the on-label treatments that is FDA approved to be used in this way, is using it for your armpit sweat.
So you can get your insurance to cover it? Is that what you're saying?
No. It really is just a protection.
Yeah.
It's like they used it so when they were testing it out, essentially, you know that if you get it in your armpit,
right,
it's proven to actually work for that.
Yes. Okay. And people who get Botox in their palm, their hands, if they have sweaty hands.
Is that what they also use it for?
Yeah. That's what I know people who have done that before.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's something that would be on label as well, but like,
I mean, I guess if it's just for hyperhidrosis,
yeah,
I yeah, mean, your hands, or if that's like also an area where
exactly.
you would have it. I don't know. I need to look into it. Like, obviously, it's all listed on the website. I think they specifically mention underarm, but maybe I'm wrong.
Where are you guys getting Botoxed? Tell us, other than your face. I want to know.
Oh my God, where would I get Botoxed if I Is there an area that I should be getting Botox?
No, I just
want
to know if our followers have like gotten Botox for hyperhidrosis at all, like in a weird place.
I've gotten Botox in my neck.
For what?
Because I was constantly, I mean, I grind my teeth all the time, but I was like building out my neck muscles. I looked like Clay Matthews, like a linebacker. It was really sexy. Patrick was so attracted to me. But I was like, can somebody please fix this? Like, my neck is like 4 feet wide. Can we like get this taken care of? And Dr. Nancy Samuelitis did a little injection and I was back to normal.
There you go.
Give me that long neck. Yeah, girl. Okay.
All right. What are we talking about this episode, Kirby?
Okay. So it's our post-sun skincare routine. A lot of you are probably enjoying Labor Day coming up or finishing up your summer.
Or for those of you who are living in LA and it's going to be summer until October.
Correct. So if you're out in the sun, going to the beach, going to the pool, or just going to be outdoors in general, I think that there are some things that you can learn and keep in mind when it comes to sun exposure.
Yes. So let's talk about what is happening to your skin when you step out in the sun. So your epidermis, which is the top layer of your skin, is being compromised. So it's stressed out and it is leaking moisture. So your skin is losing hydration the more tan you get, aka burned.
And that's why it's always important to moisturize after you've been in the sun.
Exactly.
As a, you know, avid self-tanner and airbrush tanner, like moisture is key for me to keep the tan on longer.
Exactly.
So if you do tan in the sun, consider it almost the same thing. Just if you want to keep your skin looking hydrated and
want
moisturized.
To keep that color as well.
Yeah. Like it will help. So there are a few things to consider before we get into the aftercare, right?
Yes. We want to talk about prevention.
Yes.
Because 90% of skin aging is from daily sun exposure and has nothing to do with getting burnt.
Yep. Yep. And
scary facts.
That's a fact. And that's because there are two different types of
UV rays. There's UVA and UVB. I grew up working in a tanning salon before we knew it was bad, but I had to learn a lot to get certified about UVA and UVB rays and how they work. UVA penetrates your skin deeper. It goes past that first layer of dermis. I always used to remember UVA means UV aging. That's what's going to cause the long-term aging as, you know, your life goes on. You might not see the results immediately. You'll see it over time. So if you're constantly exposing your skin to the sun, going and laying out without any type of protection, you're going to notice that in a couple of years.
Yeah. It's this is like when you turn 30 and you're like, oh,
yeah, you're like, what happened?
What happened? And you're like, oh, that was when I was like laying out for days and days and days when I was in high school.
Yeah, like our parents or, you know, somebody you know definitely laid out wearing Crisco and like one of those shields to like...
Yeah, one of the foil...
Yeah, it's like, cool. I didn't do that, but I did get in a tanning bed, you know, probably 4 to 5 days a week.
Stop.
Yeah.
No way.
Texas, hello? I had like a Playboy bunny sticker on my hip. Like, oh my God. Girl, I mean, I worked at a tanning salon.
Right.
And
no, I mean, it was really cool back in the OOs.
But then I realized, you know, over time, oh crap, this is actually terrible for you. And I stopped cold turkey and became obsessed with sunscreen. But I'm noticing now, especially my neck and décolleté, I'm like, oh crap, I'm noticing that it's kind of aging prematurely. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a lot to kind of remedy that now. Yeah. So save yourself. Like, I know it's... The sun is so great. I love being in the sun. Right. I love vitamin D.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I also would rather be psychotic about caring about sun protection than
and there's so, I
having
mean,
to go backwards.
We could carry our parasols and wear our hats, and there's, you know, clothing with built-in protection now. There's so many things that we can be doing.
I wear a visor from, it's called a Bluestone.
I have that
sun
one too.
Visor or whatever, and it's sun shield.
Yeah.
Bluestone sun shield.
Huge, but it helps.
You look like you're joining Daft Punk.
Yeah, seriously.
But it's great. So UVA, aging, UVB, burn. So yes. When you get a sunburn, that's thanks to UVB rays. That's why when you pick out a sunscreen, you should really consider a broad spectrum sunscreen that fights both UVA and UVB rays, okay?
Do they even make sunscreens that aren't broad spectrum anymore?
I don't know.
People who want to tan, they're trying to find like one with just UVA.
Yeah, probably.
Not going to cut it, guys. Broad spectrum all the way.
And like burning can lead to skin cancer. It can lead to like second degree burns.
Yep.
There are so many things that can happen. So if you're thinking, well, I'd rather protect myself against UVA, but I still want to try to get that tan.
And then also we want to talk about the fact that even if it's not super sunny, even if it's overcast, you still need to be protecting your skin.
100%. Because I remember reading 20% of the sun's rays can still penetrate your skin even when it's cloudy.
Yes.
And that's why I always wear sunscreen, even on my body, especially when I'm driving too.
Yeah.
You know, that left arm.
And there is that study that we like to reference. It said that in the Pacific Northwest, so Seattle, Portland, all those cloudy, rainy places, skin cancer is on the rise because people are not wearing as much sunscreen as they should be. So,
and then just to briefly touch on a few sunscreen tips, you need to be using a shot glass for your décolleté, neck, and face.
I love this tip.
Right?
Because you visualize a shot glass.
Yeah.
Full of sunscreen for your face, neck, and décolleté.
And it doesn't seem like a lot, but when you have to put a whole shot glass on, you're like, holy crap, there's so much here.
Yeah.
So shot glass for that and a shot glass for your body. Physical sunscreen is great, but again, broad spectrum, like I would definitely be thinking about if you can get a mix, but I love a physical sunscreen.
Spray sunscreens. What are your thoughts?
Oh, spray sunscreens. I love spray sunscreens because of the convenience, but you definitely need to rub them in.
Mm-hmm. Like I like to apply my physical sunscreen and then if I'm like on the go, if I'm going somewhere, I'll toss in my spray sunscreen.
Yeah. And Hint actually makes a sunscreen, a spray sunscreen that smells like pear.
I need to try that.
It was delightful. Yeah. And then also guys, drink water.
Drink water.
I mean, basic life tip.
Your skin is leaking moisture. So replenish.
Moisture.
It sounds so gross.
It's decrepit.
Yeah. But that's what's happening.
Okay, Sarah. So then we've been in the sun. Yep. Our skin is leaking the moisture.
So gross.
What do we need to use on our body?
Okay, so your main goal when you get home from a day at the beach or a day of hiking is to replenish the moisture in your skin. You've just traumatized your skin. Your skin is feeling hot. It's feeling inflamed. It's burned. It's dehydrated. So what you're going to want to do is look for products that are going to soothe and cool and moisturize and restore your skin's balance. So you're going to want to look for products that have ingredients like aloe and yogurt, oats, lanolin, ceramides, lipids. All of these ingredients are going to help repair the damage that you have already done. And they are usually typically what are in after sun care products in general. On that note, I want to talk about what you shouldn't be putting on your skin after you spend the day in the sun. So we want to avoid any products that are drying your skin. Because remember, the moisture leakage, guys.
I'm just imagining like it's a hole in your body and the moisture like just pouring out of it.
Why do you look like a wax figure if you spend too much time in the sun, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, so you want to avoid products with ingredients like retinol, the AHAs, like glycolic acid, salicylic acids, and any of the acne-fighting products that you might typically be using on your face. You want to avoid those because they can dry your skin out.
Exactly. And one ingredient that is fine that's an acid, hyaluronic acid.
Yep.
Put that moisture back in your skin.
Yep.
Do it.
That's the only one. Well, I don't know if it's the only one, but it's one that you should be slathering all over your face.
Correct. Don't use petroleum jelly or coconut oil. You people know, coconut oil is the devil.
Kirby's number
incarnate.
One enemy.
Truly, if I'm ever talking about how much I love coconut oil and how I've turned and changed, it's because I'm getting paid like literally $1 million to talk about it.
Listen, I hope that you do one day on your Instagram have a collaboration.
Hi,
with
I'm Kirby Johnson and I'm here to tell you about some coconut oil. I just love me some coconut oil. I slather it all over my face and body, and then I go get extractions because the comedones are just all over the place. Okay, so
That's a little taste.
That's a little
taste
of what will happen
when Kirby is a billionaire.
Petroleum jelly and coconut oil trap heat within the skin. It can like just keep the, it can keep the burn going strong.
Yes, because what we want to do when we get home is we want to cool the skin down. So when you're applying a fatty product like a petroleum jelly or a coconut oil, you're trapped in the heat. Your skin is going to be more inflamed. And like you said, the burn is going to keep on burning.
And if you've seen, so I have a video where I interview a dermatologist about this. She actually recommends coconut oil. I know, I was horrified.
What?
I know.
Did you just drop the mic and you're like, I can't do this?
I kept my professional composure.
I wonder though what her, okay, so as we know, coconut oil has antioxidants. So maybe that is the angle
she mentions
she is going.
That. Okay. She talks about there's so many antioxidants that are great for the skin. I do think that there are beauty products that include coconut oil in them that are formulated in a way that it's not the number one ingredient, which I think is fine.
Right. And maybe she means like a few days after, but not immediately. I hope not.
I can't remember. I honestly think she said that's what you should do when you get home. The other thing too, on the same note of not using acne products, do not exfoliate your skin. It's super sensitive at this point. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're like, it's been a couple days and you're peeling, you might want to lightly try to exfoliate, but like don't peel off the skin. Don't go nuts.
Yes.
Your skin is just super sensitive and you don't want to cause any more damage than you need to.
And when you're in the shower, do not use a bar soap.
Yeah, don't use a bar soap. That was actually a really great tip I learned from a dermatologist. Okay. A lot of bar soaps have a lot of drying ingredients in them. Mm-hmm. So kind of like eliminate that.
Yeah.
Eliminate that from your regimen.
And while you're at it, do not take a hot shower.
Which honestly, you must be a masochist if you get a sunburn and then you get in like, a hot shower. Like,
look in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And get in the hot shower.
Avoid a hot tub if you have a sunburn because... Well, I was going to say, if you have a sunburn and you get in a hot tub and, like, it's peeling or, like, whatever, you have a second-degree burn, that just feels like an infection waiting to happen.
Why? Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, don't.
Don't do it.
Okay, cool. So let's treat this sunburn.
Yes. Let's say you spent a little too much time out on the beach and you got a burn.
Say you're Chris Pratt recently. Oh. Wow. Why do I always bring it back to Chris Pratt? Mm-hmm. I need to
How do you know that Chris Pratt got sunburned?
Because he posted about it on his Instagram.
Sorry for missing it.
Listen, I'm just telling you, he's getting into Guardians of Galaxy shape and he looks chef's kiss. He's getting, I mean, I like pudgy Chris Pratt, but I'm like seeing the six pack come back and I'm very excited about it. Oh my God. Peter Quill is like, Patrick edits our podcast. I know,
I'm really like,
Patrick, do you hate me? No, he loves me so much.
We love you, Patrick.
We love you too, Dad. Okay, so you see Chris Pratt, he's literally making jokes that he looks like one of those ice cream bars that's red, white, and blue.
Oof.
Like he has like a white thigh, a red thigh, and then like blue swim trunks or something.
Okay.
It's like, dude, where was the sunscreen here?
Yeah.
There was no reapplication.
Catherine Schwarzenegger, where the F were you?
Catherine, I saw you.
You got one job.
You were there with him.
Okay, you got two jobs.
I saw the paparazzi.
You got to be a loving wife. And then number two, you got to reapply the sunscreen.
Rob Lowe was also there, not helping out anything.
Rob Lowe, of anyone you should know, you've aged great.
Rob.
You know the importance of sunscreen.
Rob, don't you have like a skincare line or something? I don't know, whatever. Okay, anyways.
He looks great.
He does. But when you have this sunburn, one of the first things that's really easy to do is to jump into a cold shower.
Mm-hmm.
Just to bring down your body temperature. Obviously, if you have a burn, you have a high body temperature. So yep. Let's take it down. It might not, actually probably would feel great.
Yeah.
Probably feels good. I can't personally attest because I have never really gotten a bad sunburn. And then, you know, when you have the sunburn, you want to use aloe. That's 98% plus pure aloe vera as an ingredient for that actual real relief.
I read this newsletter from Heyday and they were like, do not use aloe vera that is the color of Ecto Cooler, aka Hi-C.
Oh my God, I was just about to say that. The green gel.
Yeah, just because generic. It's green and you're like, oh, that means it's got a lot of aloe in it. No.
Have you ever tried to cut aloe out of an actual aloe
yes,
plant?
Yes, it's clear.
It's clear and it's also disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it literally actually looks like slime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I used to do a lot of DIYs early in my career for videos and we would make it with actual aloe vera plant.
Yeah.
Like having to slice it out and then
it's so sticky.
It's sticky. And then you have to put it in a blender to blend it the right way. But it's definitely not green.
It's not lime slime green, guys.
It does not look like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Okay. So just get that out of the way.
Pro tip.
I know that there's some lotions that say they have aloe in them, which is great. But some of them are loaded with fragrance. So you have to be careful about that.
Yes. And as we know, the synthetic fragrances can irritate your skin. And that's the last thing you want to do to a sunburn.
One of the brands that I think makes a good aloe vera product that's not just like straight out of aloe vera is from Jason.
Yes.
It's a brand that you can find a lot of times in vitamin shops and Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. I think they have a 98% plus aloe vera lotion. That's awesome. Great. And it's like super affordable.
Yeah. So another thing you can do is pop an Advil, pop an anti-inflammatory pill.
Pop an Addy.
Listen. We're not trying to encourage you to take drugs. However, if you get a sunburn and you're swelling, we want to help you decrease your inflammation in your body. So consider taking an Advil or a Tylenol or whatever.
Or like smoke a doobie, whatever you want.
Actually, that's a good point. So as we know, CBD is filled with a lot of anti-inflammatory properties. So there are some brands out there that are making CBD after sun care products, which I honestly, I'm here for it.
I'm totally here for that. I actually really love that idea for CBD.
Yeah, there is a brand that's based out of Santa Barbara. It's called Divios, I believe.
Ooh.
We'll put it in our notes. They make a CBD after sun care product.
I can get behind that. I think CBD is highly unregulated and like super confusing for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
but you will see benefits from that topically.
Totally.
It's a really beautiful molecule, by the way, CBD. Just throwing it out there.
Aww.
Did you know I like molecules?
I didn't.
I do. one tip I actually got from another dermatologist is to drink green tea. And obviously a cold drink will help to bring down your body temperature, but green tea is filled with antioxidants
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to drink all of it. You can take a little bit and make a cold compress with the green tea and put it on the burn itself.
Okay.
Just to, if it's starting to swell, it will help. It can help with redness too. And if you're experiencing some pain, it'll just feel really nice to have something cool on it.
Yeah.
But speaking of pain,
ooh,
blisters?
I've never.
Have you ever gotten a blister?
I've Honestly, I have never burned in my entire life because my mom never let me stay out in the sun, one, and two, I'm like pretty tan.
I'm trying to think of the last time I ever got a sunburn, and I truly don't remember. Like, even when I was at the tanning salon,
yeah,
I knew that I needed to put on like a pre-tanning lotion, mm-hmm. not like it protected us at all.
Right.
And then you would only stay... You would work your way up to like the 20 minutes or the 15 minutes. If it was a higher pressure bed, it was 12.
Yeah. If you're getting a blister, you're probably like surfing or you're in the sun for a long periods of time and you're just not applying your sunscreen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a fan of that. But what, like, how do you protect a blister?
Well, first of all, don't pop it.
Damn
don't
it.
Touch it.
That would be the first thing I'd be doing. I'd be like,
no, do not touch your blister if you have a blister. And I would probably, because I'm crazy, I would go to the doctor in my derm and be like, help me.
I remember, this isn't a blister story, but I remember when my boy cousins got a sunburn and they were starting to shed.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And I freaking loved that. And I was just like peeling
kids loved that.
Sheets yeah. off of his back. Yeah. And my mom was like, whatever.
That's disgusting.
It is so gross to yeah. think about now.
So speaking of Kirby, when should you go to the doctor?
Okay. We're neurotic, from a sunburn. So we obviously said we would be heading there within like a little tiny appearance
yeah.
of something.
Yeah.
But you know you're doing not so well in life if you feel ill. So you've gotten the sunburn, you've been in the sun all day, and all of a sudden you're nauseous, you're dizzy. You also have like the redness from the burn.
Yeah.
Get yourself to a doctor so they can take a look at you. You could potentially have a heat stroke, which is not fun.
Mm-mm.
So... don't delay. If you feel like, all right, I'm not feeling 100% and I feel like I'm not functioning the right way, definitely get to the doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general without a sunburn. But like if you are experiencing sun exposure and this happens, go to the doctor. And I mean like an actual, you know, ER or something, not like your dermatologist because yeah. they'll just say go to the ER or whatever. Okay. So then... when do you think it's time to see a dermatologist for you a sunburn?
Okay. So
like Chris Pratt comes to you and he's like, I have this red leg.
To me, you know what I mean? Chris Pratt's coming to you.
Oh, is he? He's married.
Whatever. Catherine Schwarzenegger is not doing her job.
I hope to God that neither of them listen to this podcast. Like, please, God.
I hope they do listen to Los Angeles.
Allison McNamara knows her.
Oh, okay.
Allison, I swear to God, if you're listening and you say anything, I'm going to have to do some damage control.
Because we want to get on our podcast. I want to talk about rescue dogs. Okay, so let's talk about the different degree burns. First degree burn, Chris Pratt, means you're a little pink. A little pink. And this is going to last for a few days. But if it gets any worse, I feel like that's when you're supposed to see your derm, correct?
Correct.
Which leads us to the second degree, which can last... like, if your sunburn is lasting you a couple weeks, that's not good news.
Mayday.
Yeah. Like, and then you're blistering.
Seek help.
Yes.
Immediately.
We cannot help you anymore.
Nope. We've done all we could.
Don't come back to this episode and, like, rewind.
Yeah.
We're just going to tell you to go see the derm.
Correct. And then you already kind of touched on this, but don't scratch or pop any blisters you might have. You will get an infection. Oh, I love this little note. Signs of infection include red streaks or oozing pus.
Delightful. So not only are you leaking moisture, you are oozing pus.
That is disgusting.
Congratulations.
Okay, so before we send off, we actually forgot to talk about the face, which I think is super important.
It's your moneymaker.
Yeah, and of course we know, like, let's put on sunscreen and, mm-hmm. and keep that mug protected. But I think something that's really useful is thinking about using like a vitamin C or a vitamin E serum before you apply sunscreen because they're packed with antioxidants. And antioxidants are really important for protecting your skin from the free radicals that are out there.
Yes. And I also want to add that if you like, you know, you went on a tropical vacation, let's say, and you're back at home, you want to be loading up on the vitamin C serums that week. I always use a vitamin C serum. Do you?
Yes, I use a vitamin C serum. I'm a big fan of SkinCeuticals, so yes. I use
C-E-Ferulic
that smells like ham.
Mm-hmm.
And I also use CF Floratin, and it's also like a broad spectrum serum that helps with, like, has antioxidants in it and helps with free radicals.
Cool.
And I always put that on before I put on my sunscreen if I'm going out into the sun.
So you guys, not only is it going to be preventative and help with your skin before you step out in the sun, but it also can help reverse the damage that you already did. So it's a win-win.
I mean, it's not like a magic wand by any means, but it definitely can help.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just a huge fan of vitamin C in general. Yeah. I think it's one of the best ingredients out there for
absolutely
texture, acne, wrinkles, whatever it is, discoloration.
And everyone is making a vitamin C serum or a product with vitamin C these days. So it's not like it's not hard to find. It's affordable. So get yourself a vitamin C serum, guys.
Please do. And then I actually, you know, I like wearing face masks after I've been exposed to the sun for long periods of time.
Just also because it just feels good.
Yeah. Self-care, man. Here we go. So what my favorite, shocking, Rene Rouleau Rapid Response Detox Mask. It has like licorice root in it. It's actually a mask made to help with hormonal acne, but the key is that it's helping to calm inflammation in your skin.
Okay.
And so with inflammation, it causes like a variety of issues. And obviously your skin is inflamed if it's been in the sun and burned or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's like one of my absolute faves.
Yeah. Okay. I like to use the MediHeal Intensive Hydrating Sheet Mask.
Great.
Which you love, Daniel loves. It just feels so good, that cooling sensation on your skin, and then it also has all of the hydrating properties in it.
You could go to the drugstore right now and get it too, and it's less than $5.
Yeah. And then Leaders Mask, they make one. Mm-hmm. Also a K-beauty brand. They make one that is called Too Much Fun in the Sun.
Cute.
Yeah. And it has cactus and butterfly bush, so also going to help rehydrate your skin. And then, so I like to use the Tatcha Violet C Radiance Mask.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny that you put this in here, because I was going to put it in here too.
But then it has AHAs in it.
I know.
Okay. So before we recorded this, I texted Ray and I was like, Ray, so I want to say that I use this, but are you supposed to use it after the sun? I feel like it's has like a small amount of AHAs.
Because when I use it's the Tatcha Violet C Radiance Mask.
You've seen it on Instagram. It's purple. This beautiful purple mask.
Yes. And I don't usually experience like any of the typical effects that most AHAs give
like
me.
It doesn't tingle. It more just brightens and hydrates.
Totally.
But not in like a shed your first layer of your skin brighten.
Exactly. And I don't know. I just...
And it feels like cool on your face.
That's why I wanted to recommend it, because it was one of the... I'm like, it's creamy. It feels... My skin feels really nice and hydrated afterwards. And then it has that vitamin C, which I think is helpful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, what did she say?
She didn't say anything. What I'm going to say. If you like burned your face, don't use it.
Yeah.
If you were just, you know, out on a sunny day, but you were wearing your sunscreen, I think it's probably okay.
Totally.
Also, just in general, it's a great mask.
Yep.
Like, it's a great pre-event mask. And then another one, Peter Thomas Roth, the Cucumber Gel Mask. Also a great mask.
Is that it? You're giggling.
I'm just laughing at it.
We're dumb. Guys, listen, I feel like we were not on our A game today, like, kind of like all over the place. You'll have to deal with it. This is who we are. This is who
you
we
love
are.
Us at our Daniel Martin episode, and you'll take us at our sun care episode. You love whoever we are.
We tried it.
Yeah.
We love this.
But
for
this
us.
Is, I, honestly, it is really important. I just want to make sure that everyone, you know, protects their skin this weekend. And going forward.
Our hope is that you will shield your skin as best as you can, because this is your one vessel you have to live through life with. So
yes. And if you learn one thing from this episode, then we've done our job.
Correct.
Even if it means that you learn that your body is leaking moisture.
Oh, I just like am now envisioning literally someone's like a hole in somebody's body, like in their stomach. Just like,
should we name this episode "Your Body is Leaking Moisture"?
Yeah, we should.
That'll catch some eyes.
Maybe that'll get us more subscribers.
Maybe that'll get us Chris Pratt on here.
Don't even start.
Okay. So where can people find us, Kirby?
You can find us on Instagram at gloss_Angelus. You can find us on Twitter. Y'all, ooh, we have a Twitter account. Snap, snap,
snap. Oh my gosh. Snap, tweet, tweet,
We do. We have a Twitter account. It's Gloss Angelus Pod. I was trying to stay in line with our Instagram account. However, that account is taken on Twitter, and it hasn't been used in like 6 years, and I don't know how to get it. So if anyone at Twitter is listening to this, like, hook us up.
Yeah, help us.
But it's Gloss Angelus Pod. And we're growing slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. And then on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook and we have a group that's been growing and is active as hell. And y'all are asking great questions and we're loving being a part of it. So yeah, follow us, DM us if you have questions or you want us to talk about something on the pod. And we will be back next week with episode 9.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.